Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And welcome to Our Favorite Things, Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legends. So what we're going to do on this podcast is these are going to be little mini episodes, and Kevin and I are going to share some obscure recordings or shows or books or YouTube videos that we really like that we think that every musical theater aficionado at some point should be familiar with. If you're already familiar with it, get re-familiar
with
it.
That's right.
All right.
I like to call us musical theater nerds sometimes.
I prefer nerd American.
Oh, I like that.
I'll be a little bit more politically correct. Kevin has not told me, nor have I told Kevin,
that's right,
what our favorite ones are. So, Kevin, why don't you go first?
Okay.
And lay it on me. What do we got?
Well, one of my favorite things is a musical. I have a recording of a 1958 show called Goldilocks.
Ooh.
That's right. With music by Leroy Anderson.
Okay.
That you might know because we just got through the holidays and the sleigh ride song is that favorite hit on the radio.
Oh, dun, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. That's Leroy Anderson. He was a jazz writer and he wrote this show with Gene and Walter Kerr. Walter Kerr being the critic for the Herald Tribune. He took off from being a critic to write the show. And I know this because I listened to it. Because Elaine Stritch was the lead in it.
So, wait a minute. He was the critic.
He was a critic.
He took time off from being a critic.
That's right. So he could write a Broadway musical with his wife, Jean. His wife was Jean.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine,
conflict of interest.
Ben Brantley saying, I'm going to take some time off.
Right? Like, I'm going to write a musical.
To write a musical.
Yeah. And so he wrote and he directed it as well. Agnes DeMille was the choreographer.
This is so interesting.
Yeah, and I think, so I listened to it because when I did Little Night Music with Stritch, I was like, I have to listen to every show that she's ever done because...
You want your, yeah.
Nerddom. Like, yeah. That's what we do. And then I fell in love with it instantly. Absolutely fell in love with this show. And it's a show within a show. It deals with silent films. And some of the songs within a show songs are kind of funny. Like, there's a song about Pussyfoot. And every time I hear when she says, when I put my pussyfoot up.
Wait, this is Elaine Stritch.
No, this is, I think Pat Stanley is the
one. Okay, not part. Elaine Stritch
no,
singing
Stritch
about her pussyfoot.
But I giggle every time. But there's really some... fantastic serious songs as well that I never know when to say when is this like torch song in the end of the second act that Stritch sings, and it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. I could listen to it over and over and over and over again. It's fun. Russell Knipe is a guy who got this beautiful tenor voice.
Yeah.
He was in Call Me Madam. I hear singing.
Oh, that's
no
him.
One there. But
that's
in this,
him.
He sing. You hear his tenor is so beautiful and so perfect to me. He actually, I think he won the Tony Award for Best Featured Actor. Actually.
For Goldilocks,
yeah. Margaret Hamilton was in it. Don Ameche was in it.
Cocoon, Don Ameche.
Oh,
from
that's right.
Cocoon.
Our favorite.
And you know what? I love me some Cocoon. It's a movie I feel very comfortable
that's
with
right.
at my age. You know what? Speaking of Don Ameche, really quickly, you know what? I'm surprised they've never turned into a musical.
What?
Trading Places. Do you remember that movie? It's Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, but Ralph Bellamy and Don Ameche are the older guys.
Oh my gosh.
Who are placing the bet. And I'm like, I've always thought it would be a great musical. So if anybody
Let's
steals that, I have proof.
Yeah.
I'll sue you. I mean, no pussyfooting about that.
No pussyfooting around here.
That's okay. So wait a minute. Why didn't the show succeed?
Well, Stritch said, I asked Stritch that question too, because I was like, the score is amazing. And she would sing it back. We would sing it backstage all the time because she loved that somebody would remember this.
Wait a minute. She would sing it with you?
Yeah. I would be like, who's been sitting in my chair? Just me, just I. And I would be like, Stritch, who's been sitting in my chair? And she'd be like, just me, just I. Like, always, yeah.
Holy
she loved
shit.
It. It was fun.
Wow.
And we, but she loved that score too, but she said there was too many cooks in the kitchen. Like, Walter Kerr was the director. But he wasn't really known for being a director. He didn't have a lot of shows under his belt. And
yeah.
She said that Agnes kind of took over a little bit, but nor had she had a lot of shows under her belt as a director. And I can't remember if they brought someone in. Someone listening might know this, but if they brought in a doctor to come in and fix it. But they just didn't have a good focus for the show. And so it lost its focus. And they never really had a solid,
show going on. She just said it was just too many people telling everybody what to do. But I love the score. The score. Wow. And Leroy Anderson never really wrote another musical, but he wrote this.
No, but that music of his is so good.
Yeah.
He's such
really
a good
fun.
Composer.
Like, really silly songs. Some of the songs are silly, but some of the ones that are... I'm just looking at the song titles. Lady in Waiting, Who's Been Sitting in My Chair, The Beast in You. That's a great comedy song. There's also a great song that Don Ameche sings called I Can't Be in Love, which is a great up-tempo. Be in Love. I Can't Be in Love. It's a manly guy singing. Like, I this love is not for me, and it turns out he really is in love. It's
fun. Chauffeur encores? Chauffeur...
Oh, definitely.
With who?
Who could that be? Oh, that's a good one. I got to marinate on that.
Yeah, if our listeners have any ideas on
Beth
who
Level.
Can do Beth Level.
I want Beth Level.
All right.
That's what I want.
So, listeners, cast the rest of the production for us because we only have Beth Level so far.
Yeah.
And she's offer only, I think. She won't audition. So, good. Yeah. Good to know.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
All right, so my turn?
I'm excited.
Okay, let's see if you can guess. Ready?
Okay.
I'm gonna name some of the people involved. You need to tell me what it might be.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
I'm up for this challenge.
Here we go. I'll give you writers first.
Okay.
Stephen Schwartz.
Oh, The Magic Show.
No.
Okay.
That's a good one. Stephen Schwartz and Alan Menken.
King David.
No. Okay, you're doing good. Can I give you some cast members?
Yes.
Okay. Jason Alexander.
Oh.
Nancy Opel.
Oh.
It is. Do you know this?
No.
Do you know
what? What's wrong with me?
Personals.
Personals, of course. I just played a song from that the other day.
Oh, so Personals is this amazing, I think it's amazing, musical from 1985. It was off-Broadway. And I am surprised that this show is not done more often. It's a six-character review about people that place, you know, ads
in
the personal column.
Right.
And, of course, that's a little dated now because, you know, you have Tinder and
Craigslist.
Grindr and Craigslist.
Oh, yes, or that.
Let me just name 90 that I'm quite familiar with.
Can't wait for Grindr the musical.
There is a Grindr the musical. Also, oddly enough, starring Don Ameche and Russell Knight. So we're very excited by that. So here's the scores, like, once again, it's Stephen Schwartz, Alan Menken, group of other people like William Dreskin, really good people. But the book is by David Crane and Marta Kaufman.
Of
Friends.
That's right.
They invented Friends.
So
the people who wrote Friends also wrote a musical. With six people. So why is this show not done anymore? I mean, obviously the main reason is it's a little dated. But I was watching a bootleg of the show.
Of course you are.
The show is so incredibly clever.
Really?
It's so incredibly clever. The score is amazing. There's a brilliant number called The Guy I Love, in which one of the women is complaining about the fact that the man that she has never really can change for her, so she starts to change him. And the actor comes up, and he's dressed like Mr. Potato Head. So she can take off Mr. Potato Head's eyes, apart, and his hat and everything, which is, I think, is so brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
There's a brilliant number that opens Act 2 called Moving In with Linda, which a man is moving in with his girlfriend for the first time. But every item of baggage that he's brought into the apartment, one of his ex-girlfriends pops out of the baggage. So it's like, where no matter where you go,
there's
the ex-loves go with you. And it's such a brilliant number. But it also features a lot of actors that have gone on to great things, like
Jason Alexander,
who is incredibly charming this. If you can find a bootleg of it, it's amazing. It's not on YouTube anywhere.
Okay.
Dee Hody.
Love Dee Hody.
Gigi Frame, right, and all that fun stuff. And Nancy Opal. And the funniest thing is, the other woman in the show is a woman named Laura Dean. And if you read Frank Rich's review from the New York Times, the review is basically, Laura Dean is brilliant. Laura Dean is wonderful. Boy, she really gets it. I really wish Nancy Opal and Dee Hody were as funny as Laura Dean. And Laura Dean hasn't done any theater really since. And then you look at Nancy Opal's career and Dee Hody's career.
She's got that review. That's right.
But ironically, Laura Dean shows up as Sophie on Friends. So obviously the writers really liked her and they've used her again. So unfortunately, there is no cast recording of the original Broadway cast.
Because I know I've seen a recording.
There's a London cast recording from 1998. And that's wonderful. That's really wonderful. But if you can get your hands on a bootleg or if you're able to come across it at some point, the original cast is just charming and it's amazing. And I know you can get the London one for like $6 on Amazon. Anyway, trust me, it's a fantastic investment. So it sounds like this week it was
Goldilocks
and Personals. I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this was My Favorite Things, Our Favorite Things, Somebody's Favorite Things from Broadway's Living Legends. And don't forget to follow us, please, on our Facebook page at Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legends.
And on Twitter at Broadway Curtain.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.